Welcome back to the second half of The Source on KSTX. I'm David Martin Davies. If you see any spaceships in San Antonio, UFOs of the Alamo, time travelers walking around, wizards, cyborgs, don't be alarmed. They're just fans of the best science fiction happening here in San Antonio. It's right here in the universe. Coming to San Antonio this weekend is the 2013 World Science Fiction Convention, WorldCon. And this is the convention that gives out the Hugo Award, the pinnacle of achievement in science fiction writing. We want to hear from our listeners about how science fiction reading has shaped your lives. Where did it take you? How did the imaginative stories impact your view of yourself and the world? Give us a call. The number is 614-8980. Give us a call or email to thesource@tpr.org. So we're talking this half hour with Randy Shepard. He's an organizer of WorldCon and also author Kim Stanley Robinson. He wrote Red Mars and other books, a Hugo winner, highly regarded author, and it's great to have you on The Source. Welcome.
Thanks. Great to be with you.
Glad to be here.
Now, Mr. Robinson, is it okay to call you, is it Stan? Is that the appropriate way to address you?
Yes, call me Stan.
All right. So, it's great to have you. So you're coming into San Antonio for WorldCon. Is that correct?
Yes, I am. I fly there tomorrow.
And I know that you're going to be doing a book signing there and also at a Barnes & Noble. So you'll be a chance for a lot of fans to get their book signed by you and see you with their very own eyes.
Yeah, it's the big gathering for the science fiction community, WorldCon, and it hasn't been in San Antonio for a long time, 17 or 18 years, so it's very exciting for everybody.
So, Randy Shepard, why did y'all bring WorldCon to San Antonio?
Well, as Stan just mentioned, it was here. It was back in 1997. We think San Antonio is a great city. You're entertaining folks that have traveled literally from around the world, Europe, China, Asia, Australia, are coming to town, and with the Riverwalk and the Convention Center, the Marriott hotels we're in right down next to it, it's a fantastic location. So,
I remember when y'all were here in 1997, I was just walking around downtown, and I saw a lot of interesting things going on. I said, what is happening? Went to the Convention Center, and I was just blown away. So many enthusiastic people with their families here to take part, people who really enjoy science fiction. And I want to explore that. We do have a caller on the line. Let's get Laura on the air. Laura, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Right. Go right ahead.
Yeah, my sisters and all three of my nephews are coming down from DFW this weekend, and we're going to be attending WorldCon this Saturday. So we're really looking forward to it.
So what about it specific? What are you really looking forward to? What's going to be the cherry on the top?
Well, I was looking at all the different panels, and I'm not quite sure when I'm going to eat or when I'm going to take a break because there's so many interesting ones. And as a matter of fact, I've got Stan's book, 2312, sitting in my lap. It was nominated for a Hugo, so I wish him the best of luck there.
Do you have any questions about the book for Stan?
I just started it, so I'm not far enough into it to ask any questions.
Okay. Well, thanks for coming, and thanks for calling in. Appreciate that. So I'm sure there are a lot of people like Laura who are coming in across the state, across the nation, around the world to join in the fun. So for people who are listening in San Antonio, what do they need to know to go participate in WorldCon? What do they got to do?
You just have to show up. You can get a pass for the whole 5 days. You can get passes by the day at the door. There's the registration there next to Exhibit Hall A. So just show up in person, cash, check. Well, not check. Cash or credit card.
Okay, and then you get in and you can participate in go to the panels. So you told me that the Game of Thrones, Iron Throne, is going to be there.
Yes, it will. It'll be in the exhibit hall. You can go up and get your picture taken on it. When you get a day admission, it's into everything. There's no charges for anything else. And we'll even feed you. Go by the hospitality suite and get something to eat too. But
and the author George R.R. Martin is
he is there. You can come by and he does have an autograph session over the weekend.
So this is an exciting time for science fiction. It seems like there's a lot of interest in it. So Stan, I had heard that your Red Mars book is being adapted by AMC. Is that happening?
No, old news, did not happen, and the project is still in development with other studios, and is, you know, it's kind of going this slow crawl through Hollywood, and there's nothing really happening with it right now.
Okay, but so how do you feel about the state of science fiction right now?
I think it's great. There's a lot of exciting new writers, and at this time with Worldcon, it's a way to bring a focus to the whole community. It is a community. That's one of the things I'd like to stress, is that science fiction is a very welcoming community, and it's sort of like a small town that exists spread out all over the world, and also spread through time, like some kind of science fiction scenario where a small town got exploded through time and space, and it reconvenes around every Labor Day in different cities around the world, and this year it's San Antonio, and so there will be, you know, thousands of people there, and they're very welcoming to newcomers as well. It's a crowd that is extremely hospitable, and I'm proud of it. It's like my hometown, and I've been involved with it now for a really long time. It's coming on to, you know, 35 years or so where I've been going to these kind of events and getting to know the people, and it's the most interesting crowd I know.
Now, you have described yourself as being as a green activist writer, that you are, and you've written a lot about climate change in your writings.
Yes, I have. This is kind of off and on, but it's been a project that keeps coming back to me because we are in the beginning of climate change, and if you're going to do science fiction and try to imagine plausible futures for Earth and for human civilization, you can't avoid it anymore. It's something that's going to have to be dealt with. So I've tried that from time to time. It's not the only thing that I write about. That would be depressing and hard. Although I have tried to make it entertaining and kind of a comedy of success, because I do think that it's a problem that we will deal with successfully. So yes, it's something that I do as a concerned citizen and environmentalist. It's part of my array of topics, you might say.
All right, another caller. Want to get on the air, Brett? Brett, welcome to The Source.
Hi, how you doing?
Doing great. Go ahead.
I was just calling, is there going to be any opportunities at the WorldCon that's going on for, like, a indie author to be able to, like, do any networking to try to break through into the industry?
Okay, Brett, thanks for that call. And we'll let Randy Shepard, organizer, address that.
It's the best place in the world, Brett. There are editors from all the major publishers, as well as a large number of very talented authors like Stan himself, that you'd have the opportunity to meet, bend their ear, talk to them, meet an editor, get advice on a writing career. There is not a better place you can go to do that. So I'd encourage you to attend.
And so real quickly, what would be a great strategy for someone like Brett to take when they...
You'd want to go to panels, and there's over nearly 1,000 unique items over the 5 days spread out, and close to 200 a day on, like, the Thursday through the Sunday. So pick out an editor you want to try to meet. Try to catch them afterwards. People are very approachable. There's a relaxation area in the gallery off the exhibit hall. You can sit down and meet with people. There are hospitality parties in the evening where people are circulating. It's very easy to meet people. So
if there's an author or an editor that you have been trying to get hold of, they're probably here.
Absolutely.
All right, we're talking about the World Science Fiction Con that's in San Antonio this weekend. It says if you're a fan of science fiction, we want to hear from you. Give us a call. The number is 614-8980. We're going to take a break, and we will be right back. And welcome back to The Source on KSTX. I'm David Martin Davies. We're talking about Worldcon. It's the biggest, best science fiction literature convention in the universe, happening in San Antonio this weekend downtown at the Henry B. Gonzalez Convention Center. You can attend. You can buy a day pass. You can buy a full pass. And if you are a fan, if you're an aspiring writer, this is the place to go. We also want to bring on Anthony Tolan on the line. Anthony is a local veteran of the comic book coloring, and he is also taking part and is a historian of comic books. Anthony, you there?
Yes, I am.
So right now, you guys, you are not in San Antonio, even though you're San Antonio native. You are, where are you? You're on a bus trip where?
I just left Cross Plains. The convention had a tour of the Robert E. Howard home, the creator of Conan. And also the Howard, the Cross Plains Library, where Howard's manuscripts are stored. So we were visiting the sites of the home of one of fantasy's more famous writers, the creator of Conan and King Kong and
Conan the Barbarian, the man who created that the whole it sprung from his mind. And it's fascinating that he came from such a isolated part of Texas.
Well, the people in Cross Plains, you know, considered him kind of an oddball because, you know, I mean, first off, there were a lot of oil field roustabouts and farmers, and people really didn't consider writing real work, although I understand he actually made more money than his father, who was a town physician, did.
And it's interesting that you guys decided to take the tour up there. How long of a drive is that from San Antonio?
Oh, it's about 3.5 hours.
And the local library does have something to look at, something to.
Oh yes, and they also have you know, a number of Howard's personal photos and a lot of the possessions. They you know retained the house, looking as much as it can as how it looked when Howard died, and I think it was 1935. I used to attend the World Science Fiction Conventions every year, and it's been some years since I've made it to one. I used to go in the time when Asimov and Heinlein and Bradbury and, you know, Harlan Ellison would all be there, although this year the guests of honors include James Gunn, who wrote the classic novel The Immortals, which became the TV show The Immortal, the Quinn Martin series. Also, Norman Spinrad, who was one of the key figures along with Harlan Ellison and Michael Moorcock in New Wave science fiction in the 60s, is also one of the guests of honor. And Joe Lansdale, who's a very major science fiction writer from Texas, is also there.
So, Anthony, you're going to be having panels yourself.
Right. I'm doing one on the War of the Worlds, 75th anniversary of the War of the Worlds broadcast. And that's interesting to San Antonio people because the only time Orson Welles and H.G. Wells ever met was in October of 1940 in San Antonio. And when one, of course, realizes what San Antonio was like in 1940, it's fairly amazing that two world figures like Orson Welles and H.G. Wells would just happen to be in San Antonio the same weekend. This was 2 years to the weekend from the War of the Worlds broadcast that forever linked their names. I'm also doing a panel as the publisher of the Shadow and Doc Savage novels on the 80th anniversary of Doc Savage, who, of course, was a forerunner of Superman,
right?
Just as the Shadow was a forerunner of Batman. That brings me up to another panel I'm doing, which is whole forerunners of comic book superheroes.
Yeah, I call those proto superheroes. Anthony Tolan, thank you so much. Thank you for calling in, and I look forward to seeing you at the WorldCon. And thank you so much. Appreciate that.
Thank you.
So, Randy Shepard, organizer of WorldCon, you hear Anthony talking about everything he's doing. Everything sounds exciting and interesting, and you could just dive in and just never come out.
Absolutely. In fact, folks should go to on the web. LoneStarCon3.org. Our entire program is accessible and searchable, so you can go look through it before you come out.
So, Kim Stanley Robinson, do you feel like, you know, you talked about it being a town, a city, a community that's been exploded and it comes back together for the convention and your works, your writing that you've produced. Of course, it's timeless now. You are a Hugo winner. You're like a rock star there, but you've added so much to the canon, to the body of work.
Well, thanks for that, and I wanted to thank Laura also, who called in, for trying 2312, my latest. It's a big pleasure for me to have these books be read by readers who appreciate them and remember them. And there's a long memory in the science fiction community, which is one of the reasons that it is what it is. And so you people like Asimov and Bradbury get remembered forever for the works they contributed and their personal presence as in the field. And now we have, you know, George R. R. Martin. Now he's nationally and internationally famous, and he'll be there because he's all his life been a stalwart member of the community and very approachable. Connie Willis, who's kind of like the mayor of science fiction, will be there and easily accessible. And so it's I enjoy it thoroughly. In the usual way of things, most of my life I'm just out in my little town in California writing my books and fairly sequestered with my family. So to come to the big party like this is a thrilling kind of weekend.
But your Mars books, I read the Mars books, and they are influential, and they're like other great science fiction, is they stick with you for the rest of your life. Always, you know, you find yourself ruminating on the stories and their characters and the technological developments that you included in the books.
Well, thanks for that. I got lucky because my ability to write novels and our knowledge of Mars both kind of peaked at the same time in the late 80s and the early 90s. So I feel like it was a stroke of luck that I had the matter of Mars handed to me on a platter and was able to go at it, you know, with the energy of a more youthful time for myself. And it's interesting to see how the internet allows people who appreciated those books to stay in contact and to keep the interest alive, and they still read fairly in fairly modern ways, as long as you disregard, you know, references to videotape and things like that. I think they still sound pretty contemporary and about our world now as well as about Mars.
Okay, back to the phones. Mary wants to join the conversation. Mary, you're on the line. You're on the air.
Hi. I just wanted to say that I used to be an English teacher, and when I first got my degree in English, I thought science fiction was trash. And, I've educated on Faulkner and Shakespeare and so forth. And then I started to have to read it because my kids were doing book reports on it, and I didn't know what they were talking about. So I became a fan because I was forced to read science fiction, and now I love it. I've read all of Asimov, all of Heinlein, all the wonderful things you were talking about, and I'm looking forward to reading the Mars book. It's a genre that is different because, you know, what it does is it takes people, real people, who are human and have all the impulses of humans, and puts them in interesting environments where their resources and their skills and their emotions are all tested, and I always appreciate that. The other thing I always appreciate is the advanced look it has of how our society is developing. You only have to think of 1984, and we are here with NASA and NSA and all of that. So the future, you want to know what it's like? Read a science fiction book.
All right, Mary, thank you for that call. So Mary's telling us that science fiction is the gateway drug to reading lots and lots of great stuff. And so, Stan, what do you think when you hear that?
Well, I think she's right. I appreciate that, Mary. And what it comes down to is that all of us do thinking about the future. I've heard it many times. Well, I love to read, but I don't read science fiction. But in their ordinary life, they are always planning for the future. It's part of your thinking, and you can't structure what you do with your present unless you've got a plan and a project for the future. So what I say is that everybody is a science fiction writer of their own life, and if you discover the literature, not only do you get a ton of pleasure out of it, lots of great stories, as Mary pointed out, you also develop kind of thinking tools so that the present doesn't surprise you as much. You have a better sense of what's going on in the world today because you've looked at a whole lot of scenarios describing what might come next out of the things that we're doing right now.
But it's also very interesting to look at, like during the Cold War, that we had science fiction stories that were basically about the Cold War, but dressed up differently. Or many there are science fiction stories about identity and what makes a man. And as we go into this age of augmentation that we're going to be having, people are going to have to deal with that, or gene manipulation.
Yes, we're all cyborgs now already, and we may become gene-manipulated cyborgs, and it's best to have the science fiction under your belt to conceptualize what you really are in this modern world. It's a very technological and science-based society that we all live in, and like it or not, you can have a better sense of what's going on. You have better navigational tools for figuring out your own life by being involved with science fiction.
And real quickly, Randy Shepard, organizer for WorldCon, you say there's going to be science there as well. NASA will be there. Tell me how.
On Saturday and Sunday, we've got astronaut Katie Coleman, and we've got a spacesuit engineer, Heather Paul, as well as Paul Abel and Paul Niles and a bunch of other scientists. They're going to, from 10 to 6, both Saturday and Sunday, you're going to get the cutting edge real science, what's going on Mars, what's going on near Earth orbit. It's fascinating when you hear them.
And there's a scientist, and there's a local painter who has been nominated for a Hugo.
John Picasso is one of San Antonio's own, and he's a Hugo winner from last year, and he's been nominated again this year. So
that's another story needs to be told about a San Antonio painter, successful science fiction painter. That's going to be at the WorldCon science fiction event downtown at the convention center. You can look it up online. I want to thank author Kim Stanley Robinson, who wrote Red Mars and so many other great books. Randy Shepard, organizer of WorldCon. This is The Source on KSTX. I'm David Martin Davies. Thanks for listening.